I was told, and this is the only thing I was told before the show started today. I hope we have time in the shuttle run, Donovan, because customer service Norm had to make an appearance. And I went, oh, I don't want to hear another word. I want to hear it on this show right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's introduce to you Customer Service Norm.
It's been years since Customer Service Norm appeared.
Years? No. Maybe on the air. But I've heard you on that phone in the room back there, and I've heard Customer Service Norm.
Oh, that was I was talking to Mary.
I think you're talking to Dave. I don't think you're talking to Mary that way.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Hey, here's the scenario. Our son, my stepson, Zach, has worked in Shanghai for 3 years now, teaching English. He intends to stay in China another year or two. He may segue into business because he now is so fluent in Mandarin that he both speaks it, writes it, and acts in it.
Nice.
And he teaches English there, so he's fully multilingual, and he's becoming a more and more valuable person. Zach sent home $2,100 to put in his account here with my friend Mark, okay? He Western Unioned it.
Uh-oh.
Careful. He went to the Western Union in Shanghai, filled it all out, called Mary, sent it to Mary. Okay, here it is. Here's the number, everything. Mary's got everything written down. Okay. We start Saturday by going to a Western Union in Southlake. They said, sorry, we don't have $2,100. I thought, but you're the business of wiring money. And your ads say things like, quote, moving money to make life better. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, they said, where should we go? Try this one down here. There's a Western Union Tom Thumb. Went to the Tom Thumb. I'm sorry, we don't have that much money. Where do you think? Oh, there's a Western Union Center down that road. I think it was Smithfield something. In it. Anyway, we drive 11 miles down that road. We get there. It's a Valero station. Come on, man.
Boy, and I know you are boiling around this point, right?
At this point, we've used almost an hour.
They can't just, like, give you a cashier's check that you can go direct deposit in your bank account?
They give you cash, which is the object of moving money.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
So, we decide we'll try it another day. We're a little bit peeved. We try it another day. Okay. Dear Mary, who isn't feeling very well these days, checks, where's the, I want to get this money. All the paperwork's done. Understand. There's no question of that. Okay, they recommend going to this bank. That's it. She goes to the bank. I'm sorry. We don't have enough money to commit
at a bank. Okay.
To commit to paying this because Western Union isn't their business. They're just a location. And I said, a bank? She said, that's what we told him. But bank said, you want to go to Kroger. Kroger becomes the fifth stop.
Oh, my gosh.
We go to Kroger, and Kroger says, it's payday, and a lot of checks are going to be cashed. So we don't have the money, quote, maybe tomorrow. At this point, customer service Norm is unhappy. Uh-oh.
You're this boiling one, now, right?
I call the number for Western Union, quote, for U.S. customers only, the 800 number.
Okay.
Phone answers, and I think, I don't recognize this accent.
Oh, dear.
The number for U.S. customers only is staffed by people in the Philippines. this, I say, I want a supervisor. The person says, well, can I help you? I said, no, no, I need a supervisor. Supervisor comes on. And I said, I have to tell you this, I'm pretty upset. He said, okay, tell me the tracking number. Give him the tracking number. We don't have that number. Mm. I said, that's the tracking number. I'm sorry, sir. I don't have the tracking number. I said, I'm going to repeat the number again. The tracking number. Yes. I described what happened. He's of no help at all. I said, what are we supposed to do? He said, have the sender call me. I said, I am not getting in touch with my son in Shanghai to call the U.S. only phone number to talk to somebody in the Philippines. I said, get off your bleep and work for a minute. At that point, he said, who are you?
Uh-oh.
I said, here's my name. He said, are you the receiver? I said, no, I'm not. That's my wife. She's not feeling very well. She's in the next room. I'm taking this over. Well, I have to now talk to the receiver. Well, first of all, he couldn't find the number. Then he wants the son from China to call. Now he wants the receiver. I said, I'm going to walk in the other room and give my wife the phone. But before I do, I want your name and your employee identification number. At which point he hung up.
What?
I called back and fortunately got another Filipino lady named Lou who was sorry, said, I'll try to find you a location. I held for about 15 or 20 minutes. I'm sorry I can't find a location for you right now. I'll call you back. About an hour later, she called back with a location that she believes will have the money that we can go to today. I said, next thing I want is I want my money back, whatever Zach paid for this.
Yeah, the transaction.
I want the transaction fee. I can't do that, sir. I said, wait a minute, you're a supervisor. Somebody can do this. Well, I can't do that, sir. So I now have the corporate office number in the United States for Western Union, and realize on the way home from here, 720-332-1000 is going to be called. It's all over this country. We like to think of ourselves as some kind of service-oriented country, and that so often isn't true.
You're not getting the transaction feedback. You know that, right?
Well, I'll take a half an hour of some executive's time then. But it isn't just this company. You run into it. Justin runs into it. You all run into it in control. You run into people who want to blow you off, like that guy that I first talked to. Have the sender call me. What? You want my son in Shanghai to call a U.S.-only customer's number and talk to somebody in the Philippines who's going to say, who the hell are you? Unbelievable.
Can Mary Periscope this, please? Oh, you're doing it on your home. Yeah, we'll... Okay, you can borrow my phone, Periscope it, and just set it on your dashboard on the way home so we can hear what's going on.
As I was listening on the phone, waiting for the potential location to arrive, I leave you with this note. On the phone, part of the message you're listening to play on the phone is that we should use Western Union so, quote, loved ones can pick up the money in the way that is most convenient to them.
That's what they said while you're sitting on hold because no one can give you the money. Dude, that's awesome.
I went from 103.4 degrees to 104.6 degrees at that moment.